Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey there, ranters. It's Danny Rocket. I know many of you already know the horrible news that longtime ranter and great friend Dan Nielsen passed away of a stroke. And I know a lot of us that were friends with him and have interacted with him online about the Cubs over the years, they're going to miss him. I know I will. It's very shocking, sad news. We're just about 3 hours before we're going to host an online memorial. And I wanted to put together a few things about, you know, some of the contributions he's made over the years to the Sun Ranto show. And I went back into the voicemails, which we never use. I guess I never threw anything away, because luckily for me, or unluckily for Dan Nielsen and how he'll be remembered, I have everything. Everything from him playing Ronnie Woo Woo to Joe West to Juliana Zobrist to Ben Zobrist to Bill Sugis to, the list kind of goes on. He was a wackadoo, and he was very funny, and he called in a lot. We didn't always play his stuff on the show because we kind of would forget we had a voicemail, but Dan never forgot that we had a voicemail, and he called for years and years and years. So what I did was I put them all together, and here's all of Dan Nielsen's voicemails, and hope you enjoy. If there's little kids in the car, I would suggest putting in earphones. But Dan, you'll be missed, and just enjoyed being your friend.
Oh, do you like my Sun Ranto t-shirt I got from Danny? Woo! He's right about it, guaranteed to get me laid. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Yeah. How do you like my plastic nacho helmet? Yeah. Woo! Hold on. Here comes the woo goo. Woo!
Not every fart is a fart you can trust. God damn it.
Hunter Pence actually enjoys listening to the music of Juliana Zobrist. On Pete Rose's shirt collar, has the words Hit King embroidered in it. Just makes me wonder if George Brett would have the same thing on his collar, but it would say Shit King.
Oh, this is a bell bug, and I would like to say, fuck you, Daniel. You came to our town, slept in a shitty hotel, and it comes one, because you will have to now deal with those annoying Giants fans, and not any of the Cubs fans, because fuck you, I'm a bad buck.
Yo, it's Dan Nielsen calling from Omaha, and I'm calling just to say I blame this loss solely on Danny, because whenever Arrieta pitches on the road and Danny's in the area, as long as Danny doesn't go to the game, watches it from a nearby bar or his hotel room or wherever, Arrieta throws a no-no. But since Danny went, this happened. Also, fuck Joe Buck. Later.
Little bitty about Danny and Wayne Hanks. A lot of water.
Yo, it's Dan Nielsen, and I was going to call last night, but I was completely fucking speechless. I was trying to mutter words and sounds, but it probably came out more like Helen Keller grunts or something like that. Today feels amazing, and let's do it again next year. Thanks for everything you do, guys. You rock. Adios. Yo, it's Dan Nielsen. Colin, because what the fuck is America thinking electing Trump as president? It's not good. It's as bad as asking Bill Cosby for dating advice. But I'm surprised Danny isn't a Trump fan. They got something very big in common. They both hate Neil Patrick Harris. Later, guys. Hi, this is Ronnie Woo. As everybody knows, I like my drugs. And from the makers of the Ron Santo leg bong, they make you the Ron Santo crack pipe. It gets me so fucked up that I can't tell I'm wearing a plastic nacho helmet. It got me so fucked up last night that I pissed myself and I couldn't even smell how bad I smelled. Actually, I just took a hit and I got so fucked. This is Ronnie Woo again. I am wishing everyone a happy Woo year. Sorry about the last time I called in. I got so stoned by the end of that phone call, I fell down the stairs. When I woke up, I was at Three Aces doing shots of Old Crow out of Lyle's belly button. Horrible whiskey. I miss that McDonald's. Especially the bathrooms in those McDonald's by Wrigley. Where the woo magic happened. I gotta go. This is Ronnie woo again. I am thinking about getting one of those Twitters, but I need it so I can tweet out all my woos and where I am sitting each game. I need all the best Twitter handles I think are taken. I wanted to be Big Dick Vin 666, but some asshole's taken that name already. Please help me get a Twitter name.
Hey, this is Ronnie Woo Woo. Woo! 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 And someone getting a new drug called meth, and it's really, really, really good. And it's woo! It's meth! Woo! Meth! Woo! I gotta go because there's bugs crawling all over your back.
Oh. Do you like my Son Ranto t-shirt I got from Danny? Woo! He's right about it, guaranteed. to getting me laid. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Yeah. How do you like my plastic nacho helmet? Yeah. Woo! Hold on. Here comes the woo goo. Woo! Woo! I feel alive. Woo! I feel like the air is rushing in. Now it's clear. I woo! Can't go back again. Woo! I feel alive. Woo! I feel my heart is open wide suddenly. Woo! You opened up my eyes. I feel alive. Woo! Hello, Grandma. This is your Ronnie Woo Woo. I really want to be a Cubs ring bearer. I deserve it. I asked some friends, but no one wants to help me. So I asked Santa and his elves. They sent me a song to help. And for use on Twitter, you should start a hashtag Rocks of Crack for Ronnie so I can be the ring bearer for the Cubs. Thank you. Hello, this is Ronnie Woo Woo again. I would like to say thank you to Danny and Nicole for the fun ride to Arizona. Spring training is always a blast, and we had a really fun trip with lots of laughs. However, that incident in the bathroom where you found out what Woo's clues were is still going to be awkward. We'll see you tomorrow, Danny. Woo!
Well, howdy, y'all. This is Cowboy Joe West. Yeehaw! I'm the most famous umpire in the world because I was in the movie The Naked Gun. Leslie Nielsen wanted me to star in it with him, but they were afraid to have a movie with the word naked on it and have my picture on the VHS cover. Yeehaw! You know, I'm not that fat. I'm just a little chubby and my triple chinned, but that's okay. Yeehaw! I don't appreciate the fat jokes to me on this podcast. I'm not fat. I just have a larger-than-life personality. I'm a motherfucking wild, wild west. I'm bringing law and order to the Major League Baseball and searching for my penis, which I haven't seen in about 17 years, give or take, 2 or 3 months. I still blame that goddamn Bub Selig and the Golden Corral on that problem, which is an A-OK fantastic buffet at a great price. Yeehaw! That's also where I met my fourth and my fifth wives at. Well, this message is your last warning. If you don't clean up this goddamn podcast and give me a great image, I'm going to throw you out and eject you from the podcast game and write a country song about it. Yeehaw! Yes, sirree. Yeehaw! Hello, Mr. Rocky and Mr. Cotton and Mr. LaStella. Damn it, I mean, Mr. Aker. This here's one of them formal complaints. Yeehaw! Hello, Mr. Rocket, Mr. Cotton, Mr. LaStella. Damn it, I mean, Mr. Aker. This here's one of them formal complaints for airing my telephone call on last week's Sone Ranto show. That's right. It's country Joe West back putting the cunt in country. Yeehaw! My new girlfriend, who I just picked up that Golden Corral, she ain't very pretty, but she is as blind as C.B. Bucknor, but she can do some magic with that one good hand and make you forget about that thing on her neck, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Anywho, her name is Gertrude, and she is a big fan of your show. She wears a Sewn Ranto shirt, and it gets me harder than that abusive bastard Chapman when he throws in that motherfucking pen. Yeah. Well, anywho, when we go do the Cindy Sandberg and Davey Martinez, she has your show playing, and it just gets me going until I heard my message on there, and that was meant to be private for you guys as my formal complaint. Anywho, if this phone call airs on your show called podcast, I'll be forced to write a country song about you little city slicker cub bam pricks. That song will be such a chart topper, it'll be higher than the 86 Mets when they beat the... Oh, howdy, Lyle. Yeehaw! Anyway, consider this your first and final warning from Country Joe West, and it's now time for me to ride my horse and mosey on into Gertrude's sunset. Adios. Yeehaw!
Hello. This be the Big Jim calling. I'm the guy behind that penis-shaped mold that your favorite Chocolate Johnson is modeled after. I'm going to keep this message short, unlike my chocolate gifts. I'm calling personally to thank you guys for our huge increase of sales over the Big Jim over the past few months. Hell, Mr. Rocket has a weekly order of two dark chocolate, or as I say, dark cocklet dicks. Plus new orders popping up daily, all thanks to the Sewn Ranto Show. Shit, I should be able to retire early, although does one ever retire from making chocolate dicks? Hell nah. Keep spreading the word, and soon Big Jim will be the world's top-selling chocolate dick. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Hola, this is Davey Martinez. Yesterday I was talking fashion with Peter Strope and Coom Dog. And Coomer mentioned a shirt that is guaranteed to get you laid. He called it a Sewn Ranto shirt. I nearly shit myself when I heard that name. I used to have one of these very shirts way back in the day before Ryan Sandberg ripped it up. I'm just calling to let you know that those shirts fucking work. And they're the real deal. And I'm so sorry, Rhino. Lo siento. Adios.
Hello, this is Sally Cubsterdonis, wife of Harold Cubsterdonis, who is better known as just Cubsterdonis. I wanted to thank you boys for letting him be a part of your little podcast. It's good to see him leave the house every now and then. He hasn't been the same ever since he was laid off at Three Aces. For a while after that, he spent most of his time just eating chicken wings and masturbating. He still does, just not as much. Hell, last night I walked in on him playing with his Cockstradamus, as he calls it, but during the vinegar strokes, you know, you just can't unsee that shit. Anywho, thank you for making him shower more. Please, also, if I beg you, have him stop wearing that god-awful robe. That poor guy doesn't know fashion or, hell, how to tell the future, but, you know, that'll be our little secret. Thank you again, boys, for all your help. Also, if you could help him find, you know, something in his heart to want to get out of the house more, and also let him know that foreplay is very important, and I don't need any more packages from thepurplefeather.com. It's getting kind of weird, but until next time.
Hi, this is Ronnie Woo Woo again, and I have a question. What is 10 inches long, rock hard, full of semen, and makes girl scream, the sock under Danny Rocket's bed. Woo!
Hey, this is Michael Cotton's fence. I've blown over again, goddammit. Need a little help, I'm on my back again. Goddamn wind. Michael, come fucking pick me up. I need a little help, I got no arms. If you don't do it soon, I'll let everyone know that you're really into pegging. Yeah, that's why you walk funny, it's not your knee. Goddammit. Fucking wind, help me up. I hate being a fucking fence.
Hello, this is Kobadiah Rasmus, former Major League pitcher and current Amish superstar bomb builder. I have been contacted by the San Lorenzo Show to do a 12-part miniseries about Amish bomb building techniques to fill the void this off-season. The first step in bomb building is to load up your horse and buggy and ride it to the lumberyard. Not the strip club that shares the name where I first met the young Danny Rocket, but the actual lumberyard. Always pick the best wood at the lumberyard. The firmer the better, I always say. First, then after you choose the wood, fill your buggy with the wood. Ride your buggy back to the farm and unload the buggy. This has been the first part of the mini-series about bond building, as I must go now and help Ezekiel churn some butter. Stay tuned.
Hello again, Ranters. Tis Kobadiah Rasmus, Amish bond builder extraordinaire, with part two of my bond building saga. Last week, I discussed wood. This week, I will talk about making sure you get the correct hardware for the bomb. There's only one place to go for that. You gotta go see Brother Job in Colorado. I make the trip at least once a month, and it takes quite a while to go all that way in a horse and a buggy. There isn't much to do out there if you don't partake in the drugs or enjoy electricity like us Amish folk. But we have found a new hobby of knocking down some poor bastard's fence at night. Us Amish folk always wear black so he never sees us. He gets confused and blames on the wind. After you go get Brother Job's hardware, return to the farm and prepare for this next installment of bond building. We will talk to you again next week.
Away in Bill's basement, sleep on the couch. Benzo is hiding because his wife is a grouch. Bill is so kind to lend Ben some help. If not for Bill, Ben would shoot on himself. Away in Bill's basement, away from Julie. She's the worst thing to happen to the Cubs since Marquee. Ben is hurt and he has no defense. The poor guy is broken, it's Michael Cotton's fence.
Hello, this message is for a Mr. Danny Rocket. This is Chris Conrad, and I work at the Chicago Road Maintenance Department. Approximately 2 weeks ago, we've had a report of a bicycle accident in which you were involved. Several eyewitnesses gave a report of you falling off your bike and your fat ass damaging the pavement. We found your backpack with your name, address, and six copies of the Steve Stone Playgirl magazine inside. You may pick up your belongings at our downtown office anytime, and also pay that $350 fine for your fat ass damaging the pavement. Payment can be made in cash or check. If you have any questions, please give us a call back or stop at our downtown office. Thank you.
Howdy, Ranters. This here is Trevor Cahill reporting in from Mesa, Arizona. Calling in to let you Ranchers know that the Cubs truck arrived safely in Arizona a few days ago. That's a drive I always enjoy. Nothing like being behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler and the open road. Thank you, Danny, for the tips of nice, clean, bed-bug-free motels to stay at along the way to Mesa. Since taking your advice, I've been bed-bug-free since 2003. Time for me to hit the open road again. Any of you ranters, feel free to hit me up on the CB. Truck on.
This is Mike Matheny, and fuck, I am fucking pissed. I'm calling to complain to Danny Rocket about just saying CardinalsSuck.com. That was my website. I was going to promote the new glory holes in the bathrooms we have at Bush now. Shit. Now I got to settle for the domain of CardinalFansBlowingCardinalFans.com. You know how many fucking letters are in that? It takes forever for my fans to fucking type that. Thanks for inconveniencing me, asshole.
This year's Trevor Cahill again, and I would just like to say fuck you guys for that Trevor comment you made last weekend on that podcast. Shit. You don't know how lonely it gets on the road. You just got to get what you can take, and sometimes at the truck stop, you just got to settle for what you can find there. Glory hole, glory hole. Fuck you guys.
Hey, it's Dan Nielsen. I'm going to do the play-by-play for Ian Happ's at-bat in the top of the ninth. Looks like one out between Cubs and Cleveland. Cubs down by three. And here's the first pitch. Right down the fucking middle. Do you think he would swing his bat? Hell no. He doesn't even act like he's trying to hit anymore. Good thing Ian and Iowa start with the same letter. All right. Pitch number two. Biggest fucking whiff I've ever seen. Do you even think he'd make contact on that? Hell no. The guy's looking lost. All right. Getting ready for pitch number three. And I'm predicting he should just start walking towards the bench right now. Yep. Whiff. What do you expect? Worthless.
Hello, Danny. This here is Trevor Cahill from Lincoln Towing. I'm that asshole that towed your car. That's for making fun of me and my fat ass on your podcast, fuckers. You want to complain? Kiss my ass. Now I'm off to tow Brett Anderson's wheelchair. Fucking injury-prone bastard. Fuck you.
Hello, is this Ian Happ? Hey, Ian, this is Iowa. I'm calling for you.
Hi, this is Yanni's left nut. Don't worry, I'm not hurt. I'm so small a baseball couldn't hit me anyway. The injury has nothing to do with that nut shot you saw on TV. The night before, Yachty extended his neck tattoo all the way down to his taint. He's just experiencing some mild irritation due to that tattoo. He'll be back to playing mediocre baseball in just a couple weeks. Oh yeah, Lyle, I know you're wondering what the tattoo is. It's a picture tribute to the 86 Mets. Bye!
Hi, I'm Chris Bryant. You might better know me as Clutch. I am not a Patreon subscriber, and that is why I am not Clutch. Do you want to suck donkey balls when runners are in scoring position? Well, if you do enjoy sucking donkey testicles, please continue not being a Patreon subscriber. But if you do not enjoy donkey nuts in your mouth, please become a Patreon subscriber. Thank you.
Hello, this is Tom Brenneman, and I like to say enough already. I am sick of the Cincinnati steamer jokes you fucking ranchers have been making. Shit.
Hello, this is the Cubs offense, and I am lost. I don't know where the fuck I am. Can somebody help find me, please? Thank you.
Hi, this is Mike Leonard, the stat master of ass. The ass stat master. I'm going to list a few things that are less painful than that Cubs-Red series we just witnessed. Stepping on a Lego. Stubbing your toe. Biting your tongue while chewing. Slamming your fingers in the toilet seat. A basketball-sized suppository. Slamming your fingers in the car door. hurting your back while taking off your pants, atomic wedgies, hitting your head on the overhead compartment on an airplane, getting shampoo in your eyes, biting into a Hot Pocket right out of the microwave, when a big binder ring shuts on your finger, getting your dick caught in your zipper. Yeah, that one really sucks. Frankenbeans. When your contacts are inside out while they're in your eyes. Kidney stones. Wrecking your bike on an icy street in front of a group of people. Having to deal with Lincoln towing. Childbirth. And that's, I'm sure there are more, but that's all I can come up with right now. Spagab!
Daddy! Daddy! Hello, this is Juliana Zobrist. I'm letting you know if any of you are freeloaders and not Patreon subscribers, I will personally come to your house and sing for 3 hours. That way you will become a Patreon subscriber. So pay the motherfucking money, goddammit!
Hello, this is Fat Tony Rizzo calling to let you know I am eating beef jerky. Oh, that's spicy. No. Chicken wings. Oh, shit. Oh, salty. Salty goodness. You're getting toes. Crusty chip. I drink. Need pizza.
Tickets may be affordable at Wrigley Field next year. Cubs will start out 0-10, yellow $5 beer. Ricketts won't care, hates baseball, just like Rob Manfred. All they want is to make a buck, they don't give a fuck. You will get a vomiting sensation when you see Canorphia leading off. Welcome back, Darwin Barney. Tickets may be affordable in 2021. They'll trade Rizzo and KB to the Sox for Edwin fucking Jackson.
Hi, this is Bill Shugis' brother, Phil Shugis. I am a professor of fenceology at the University of Colorado. And my thoughts on the Cubs right now?
older brother of Bill and Phil Shugis. My name is Gil. They told me to call this number and bitch about the Cubs. I don't really mind the Cubs. I got nothing to bitch about right now. But I'm watching the World Series and I fucking hate Joe Buck. You need to shut the fuck up. It's always Kershaw this, Kershaw that. Shit, Kershaw's so fucking up his butt crack. Fuck!
Hello, ranchers. This here is George Brett, former Kansas City Royal, but most famous for that YouTube video of me telling a story about me shitting my pants. Well, it happened again. Twice this week, actually. On Tuesday, I was at home on that porn tube, Pornhub, or whatever they call it, watching me some of that hobby tag porn, and thought I felt a little fart. Well, as Lyle once told me, you can't trust every fart. And, well, you couldn't trust that one. That one wasn't that bad. I was at home alone in my kitchen. It was very easy to clean up as there was a mop nearby. But last night I was at Rizzo's wedding. You know, lovely couple, lovely couple. Just very horrible toes on her, though. But anyway, my date, Jill Shugis, really, really sweet gal. Her brother, Bill, introduced us. Anyway, I was in line for the cake, and then I felt a little rumble in my tummy again, and long story short, I shit my pants again. Oh, well, Addison Russell, walking by, slipped and it fell. Everyone laughed and cheered. I was a hero once again. Too bad Jill Shugis left disgusted, but there's always next time. Rant on, guys.
Hello, Michael. This here is the ghost of Gary Coleman. And Nostradamus is one of the deities that reports directly to me, and I'm here to make a prediction about the future. Quit your bitching about the DH rule. Yes, we know it sucks, and that's just the way it goes, but it will change in the future, and the DH rule is just going to happen league-wide. So just put it into it already. Bitch about it all you want, because that's what I do. It sucks, but it's going to happen. Fuck you.
This is Eddie Vedder, and even flowing cops and the Theo and go to party from this is Vedder. This is Eddie Vedder, and I'm going to get Jim Flynn and Theo, and Theo spoken class to Jenny.
Hello, Danny. This here's a John Wayne Bobbitt. Cubstradamus told me to call you at this number about getting a cut of his pay. Getting a cut of his pay. I'm Cubstradamus' new boyfriend. His robe glows under that black light. That's because of me. Sorry he left it on your floor earlier. You might want to call a cleaner. Anyway, he said that I should call him because you guys love dated 80s and 90s references that have no cultural reference anymore. Anyway, there's nothing like a big old slice of my slice of my humor. Hope I didn't make your so too choppy by calling in this, but there's one topic I know a lot about, and that's chopping. Oh, Mr. Thomas, what?
Hey, ranchers. This here is Ben Zobrist. I'd like to say thank you for all the support these past couple weeks. It's been a difficult divorce, but it's not because of her or myself cheating, none of that. I just become afraid of her strange sexual acts.
first it was only when we traveled to different cities or states, but now it just became a whole nother weird area. Well, thank God there's no more teams in Alabama like there were at AAA or Alaska, because some of our favorites were the Alabama Hot Pocket or the Alaska Pipeline, and those are just fucked up. Yeah, she loved Cleveland and Cincinnati for the Cleveland Steamer and the Cincinnati Steamer, but I'm not into chili, so fuck those places. Shit. Yeah, I'm just really not into the shitting like she is. Maybe it's because it reminds her of her singing. Anyway, we recently made a list of new ones that she really wanted to try, such as that Milwaukee Missionary. And there's a new one in Colorado she wanted to try called the Cotton's Colorado Fence. I guess it involved a lot of blowing. Anyway, there's a new St. Louis Stroke. I don't think of what it is, but I'm pretty sure it involves incest. And it's similar to what's like a joiner. Don't look that up in Urban Dictionary. Do not look up joiner. It is gross. Anyway, I'd like to thank you all again for that support and giving me the strength to leave that crazy lady. And also thank you, Bill Shugis, for letting me crash in your couch these past couple weeks. You guys rock. Thank you. Hey, ranters. This here is Benzo just checking in. Thanks again for all the support. I'm doing real well, and I'm really enjoying staying at Bill. His couch has been very comfortable. And I think he might be starting to get a little tired of me, though. Though he introduced me to this great new app called Tinder. It's an online dating site. It's really tough to find good Christian girls, though. But I did get matched with a lady. Her name is Miss Robbins. She's a little older than me, but hell, age is just a number. I have a date with her later tonight after Bill and I finish watching some Baywatch. I love me that David Hasselhoff. Hey, ranters, Ben Zobrist checking in. I think I'm getting ready to finally, maybe, I don't know yet, I'm still kind of wishy-washy on it, but get out of Bill's basement. My Tinder dates are going pretty good. The one I had the other night with Miss Robbins wasn't the greatest with the age apart, and yeah, she didn't want to do anything sexual, which I'm kind of struggling to get on the road again and listen to my all-time favorite cub of Mark Grace advice. And Bill told me something about a poop hole loophole. I'm not really sure what that is. Could you guys help me out with that, please? Thank you, and I'll keep on ranting. Bill, hey Bill, why aren't you answering your phone? This is Benzo. You need to pick up some Tide. We're out of that, and I got to do my laundry. If you don't call me back or answer any of my texts, I'm gonna move out. I found a nice place down in Puerto Rico with the Mercados. They said I could stay there for several weeks, months, years, however long it takes. Bill, please return my calls and texts. You need Tide. I need to do laundry. Hey, ranchers. Benzo checking in to see how things are going. I'm on the way down to Puerto Rico to play some ball down there to get warmed up so when I return to the Cubs, it'll be a smooth transition. And I'm in the middle of bumfuck Alabama right now. There's some hotties down here. However, none of them want anything to do with me because I'm not related to them. Anyway, I need a new walk-up song. Everything I have before was by that witch, and I don't want anything to do with. So now that Danny's a big star, him and I have been texting each other. I got his number from Ozzie Guillen. Great guy, but his help, very hard to understand. Anyway, Danny and I came up with a new contest that, Danny, create a hashtag or something. Maybe Benzo's new song, Benzo's new tunes. You can figure that out. And tweet it at him or put it on the Ranchers page. And the one that comes up with the best walk-up song for me will win a poem written by no other than Cubsterdamus. That's one heck of a good prize I would be happy with. And then second prize, we'll get, I believe, 1 week stay with Bill Shugis in his basement. Thank you again, Bill, for letting me stay there. I really appreciate that. And if there's anything else you can think of, let us know. But Danny, you can be the judge of whoever wins that contest. And
I'm going to touch base with you when I hit Puerto Rico.
Hey, Ranters, it's Benzo checking in. I made it to Puerto Rico, drove all the way there by my car. I hope to touch base with Lando Mercado shortly, and he's got a spare bedroom for me to crash in while I play some baseball down here. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Bill, it's Benny. Bill, answer the door. Bill, it's Benny, please answer the door. Hello? I brought the hot cocoa. Bill? Bill?
Hey, Ranters. Ben Zobrist checking in. See how things are going. Thank you for all the support as my way is coming up through the minor leagues here. It was great. I'd like to thank Dan Nielsen's mom for allowing me to stay there in Iowa. Very convenient. Also, thank you, Bill Schultz, again, for that extended stay in your basement. Also, for introducing me to nugget porn. Bill, two thumbs up. Anytime. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Yeehaw! This here's a Cowboy Joe West, and I'm calling to say fuck you guys for making fun of me falling down. Fuck you. I'm just going to go disappear for a while and quit umping. Some really nice man out in Aurora, Illinois, or that be injured list, I think that's Illinois, offered me a chance to come hide out and stay in his basement for a while, rent free. Fuck you guys, I'm going to go disappear in Aurora, Illinois.
Hello, Rampers. This here is Benny's Joe. And I'm not calling it unemployment right now. I'm calling it fun employment. Sorry, I'm a little drunk. I was just contacted by Artie Boucher about managing the Colorado Cubs. I can't pass up that opportunity. So after a short wine tour of California, I'll be taking my motorhome out there next week and start looking for a place to live. But until I find a house or a trailer park, Artie said I could live with his friend Michael, but I forgot his last name. It had something to do with a fabric, Michael Polyester, Michael Silk, Michael Spandex. Yeah, that was it, Michael Spandex. Just thank you for all the well wishes, and I will be checking back in at a later date. Thank you, Ranthers.
Hey, it's Dan Nielsen, and I know what you're thinking, that my voice sounds a lot like Ben Zobrist, Trevor Cahill, Chris Bryant, Joe West, even Juliana Zobrist, and a lot of the people that called in throughout the years. However, that's just purely coincidence. My question for you is, Danny, can we please hear the story of you wrecking your bike on the ice in front of a group of people again? Because that was beautiful. Later, rant on.
Hey, Danny. This here's Theo just calling to catch up. It was great seeing you today. I hope you have a great time at these winter meetings. And hopefully you got the Eddie Vedder costume I had sent to your room. I'm up in room 714. Come up when you get that costume, knock on the door, and the safe word is corduroy.
Hey, Danny, it's Paul Simon. I heard what you said about me on your podcast. Just wanted to let you know that you performed like a little bitch at your audition back in 1996. Fuck you. Hey, Bill, this is Ben Zobrist calling to see if I can quarantine at your place in the basement. Don't know how long. Juliana's been a bitch again and ran off with Cubsterdamus, who then gave her crabs to Dramas, and I just need the fuck out of there. Please call me back. I need a place to crash.
This year's Gunter Joe West, and I'm really disliking this. I cannot eat at
any all-you-can-eat buffet. They're all closed. All I can do is sit home and play with my little lasso.
Hello, this message is from Michael Cotton. I was given this number. I'm the one that bought your house out in Colorado, and I'm pissed because the goddamn fence keeps blowing over. Call me back. I want a refund.
Hello, Michael. This is Juliana Zobrist, but you may remember me as Juliana Gilmore, your Applebee's waitress from that night that you mentioned on the last podcast. I remember that hot tub night very differently. You wanted to hear me sing. And once I sang, you moved in closer to me in that hot tub and said you loved my voice. I sang my favorite song, Benny and the Jets, but changed it to Michael and the Jets. Ha! You get it, hot tub Jets? I am so clever. I later sang that song about Ben. Anyway, that hot tub looked like egg drop soup after that night was over. Hey, you should call me sometime, Michael. I might be single again soon.
Hey, this is Dan Nielsen, longtime listener, first-time caller, as actually calling in as myself rather than Ben Zobrist, Joe West, Bill Shugis, or any other call-in that I think you guys have. Anyway, got a couple questions for you. Crawley, how did you get your name Crawley? And then the other one is for Danny. Danny, in that Time Machine song you wrote a few years ago, back when the Cubs were, I think it was 2016 when they won, or it might have been 2015, how did you get the tone for that wah kind of solo thing you did towards the end? Let me know. Later.
Hello, Tom? Tom? This is your brother, Pete. Just calling to remind you I'm a racist piece of shit. Yeah, and I look like a human thumb. Anyway, have fun on your mediocre season of maybe winning maybe 50 games. Have fun with that.
Hey, Danny, this is Jed. Great meeting you a couple weeks ago at the Spice Girls convention. You know, Wrigleyville's a dangerous place right now with all those trades. And what I want, what I really, really want is a place to lay low in the Chicago area. Do you happen to know anyone's basement I can chill out in while this blows over? Give me a call. Look forward to hearing back from you. Thank you.
Ronnie will woo, and if he does woo, what will you do? Will you just stew, or will you woo too? Woo, woo, woo.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.